Okay, let's begin. Peah Yerushalmi Daf Yud Aleph, and we will start with Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah, as we continue here in the first parak of Maseches Peah, learning all the details about this mitzvah of Matnas Aniyim. Says the Mishnah. Well, we know the Mishnah is called Peah, leaving the side of your field. So the Mishnah here today talks about. Well, do you have to do that? What if I want to give Peah at a different spot in my field? So three different deos, three different opinions in the Mishnah. Nosnin Peah mitchilas asade umeem sa'a. Tanakama says that a person can leave Peah from the beginning of their field. That means from the edge of the field. Why is it called Tchila? Wherever you start harvesting, that's the edge of your field. Assuming that you're harvesting in a methodical way from the outside to in. We're assuming that the plow is on the outside, or the harvester starts on the outside and goes in. So you start from the Tchila Sasada, from the edge, or Me'em Sa'ah, or from the... even from the middle if you want to start. That is the Tanaka Meshita. Is there, we'll go through each of the shitas, is there a lachachila? The Tanakhama says, you can wherever you want to leave Peah from. Wherever you want to leave Peah from, that's good. As we'll see, we have to see who we apaskin like, but even according to the Tanakhama, is that a lachachila? Well, let's just do the second day first. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ubilvad sheitin besof kishir. As long as you left at the edge a shear. A shear, what does that mean? The Gemara will talk about how much do you have to leave at the edge. But Reb Shimon seems to say that no, you have to go to the edge also. You have to not only, even if you want to say there's Peah in the middle, and it has the status of Peah wherever it is in the field, even if it's not on the edge, but you do have to leave some on the edge. And the Mara Folda has two deyas, but according to most, to go by the first deya, that this is a Dinder Rabbanan. Dindra Abanan. After leaving some pay in the middle of the field, says the Mara Folda, Sheyaniach Gamkein Besof Asadeh. Kishira Peah Hashayach Lekol Asadeh. But even after you left some in the middle, you have to leave some at the edge. V'tayma de Reb Shimon, what's the reason for Reb Shimon? V'pnei HaRamayin. Because of the fakers. Sheyom Ru'anu Manichin Peah Makom Acher. Because if you only pay in the middle, you're not going to leave any at the end. So you're going to go, the rabbis are going to be walking by and they're going to say to this farmer, where's your pay? He's like, oh, I left it on the other side. And really, he left it in the middle. And really, he didn't leave anything. But they won't know, because they won't be in the middle of his field. So therefore, because of the Ramon, V'yaksu kol asada v'lo yanichu klal. Right, he quotes that for the Rambam, but really, it's four opinions in the Tosefta. The Gemara and Bavli quotes this elsewhere. If you look in the Tosefta, there's Tosefta on every Mesefta, including Meseches Peah. So if you look in the Tosefta in Peah, Aleph Zion. Amr Rabbi Shimon, b'pnei arba dvarim amr Torah, lo yitin ad peah ela besof sadeu. For four reasons, Chazal say that really you should leave peah at the edge of your field. Really, that's what you should do. We'll get to the second day here. Rabbi Shimon seems to say, ubilvad, you have to. Right, it's ma'akev. What about according to the Tanakhama? We'll see the Rambam Medem soon. But first, let's see the Tosefta. Tosefta says four reasons. Mipnei gezel aniyim, mipnei bitol aniyim, maris ayin, and Ramotin. Four different reasons. What are these reasons? Number one, Gezel Aniyim. You have to leave at the edge, or else you're going to end up stealing from the Aniyim. Ketzad. Sholu Yira Shah She'ein Sham Adam. You'll look around when there's nobody there. V'yomar La'ani Bo V'kach L'cha Peah. Right? Because there'll be other Aniyim there, and if it's on the edge, they'll know exactly when Peah is put out. But if you put it in the middle, they're not going to know. So therefore, when the Ani that you want to give to is there, oh, okay, now come and take Peah in the middle. No, you shouldn't do that. Peah is supposed to be, open to all aniyim. Number one, b'bnei bittol aniyim. Ketzad, shalo yu aniyim yoshvin, u'mishamrim kol hayom, v'omrim achshav nosin peah. Right? The aniyim are going to be sitting there all day, going to be wasting their time, right, if they don't know where it is. Ela mitok sheninna besof, holech v'osem malachto. Right, the ani will come and see it's not there yet, so he'll leave, and he'll come back and he'll leave. It won't be wasting his time. Number two, b'avinotla ba'achrona. B'bnei maris ayin. Shalo yu over in Mishav in Omrim, Re'u ploni shekacha sadeh, v'lo nasan mimena peah. Maris ayin, a person shouldn't think that, this person is not leaving peah. Shari amra Torah, lo sechala pasadcha. Look what this guy did, he cut his whole field. So is that, if you were medayik in the words, it's maris ayin. First, we mentioned some achronim that point out, it's maris ayin, it's not maris einayim. Why does it go by the singular, maris ayin? If you would really look with two eyes, you'd probably see the truth. You're only looking with one eye, Maris Ayin, so that's why you're not getting the true story, Maris Ayin. But interesting, Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about a chilik between Maris Ayin and Chshad. Two different types, similar ideas. The Gemara says that in the days of old, if you had windows on opposite sides of your house, you had to put a menorah on Hanukkah, in a Chanukiah in both windows. Because somebody might be walking by one side of the house and not see the Chanukiah and think, oh, I guess he didn't like the Chanukiah. So you have to light one on both sides. We don't do that nowadays because once people started lighting inside, so people could always say, okay, you light inside. But that's chshad. So what is chshad? Are these concepts that people are going to assume that you're doing something wrong? That's chshad, as Rav Moshe says. It's not that it's going to lead people, oh, I guess there's no mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. No, nobody's going to think that. They're just going to think you did something wrong. Maris Ayin is the other point. Maris Ayin is usually, well, I guess he's a tzaddik and he's not doing that. I guess you don't have to do it. So if that's true, then here too, Maris Ayin would be, I guess sometimes you're allowed to cut the whole field. I guess pay is just an Eitzah Tova. No, if it's about misleading people, that's Maris Ayin. Where's the going to have Maris Ayin? Right, hanging up wet clothes on Shabbos, maybe you wrung it out. So you have to know exactly each one. You have to work out whether Maris Ayin or Chshad of Chazal being Meduyak according to those two definitions. Okay, but either way, this is number three. And number four is the Ramayin. Bepnei HaRamayin, Keitzad Shelo Yu Omrim Kfar Natananu. Right. We left Peya. We left Peya already. So that's what the interesting. The Ma'ara Fulda here quotes the fourth pshat of the Tosefta. But that is within Rabbi Shimon Shita. Ubachi Itin Besof Kashir. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis Ein Menichin Esapeya Ella Besof Sadehu. Person should leave pay at the edge of their field. Kidei sheyiu ha'aniyim yodin makom sheyavo'u lo. Right? That, what does that sound like? So they know? That sounds like bitul aniyim. Right? So aniyim know. U kidei shetia nikeres la'ovrim ulushavim v'lo yachshad. That's Maris Ayin. Sounds like number two. U mipnei haramaim. Shelo yiskaven l'tzar hakol, and because they're the ones who like the trick, so they shouldn't be kotzer harvest everything. Va'omer la'elu sharoenoso, to say those that see them kotzer besof sadeu betchilas hasadeh hanachti. Right, and they'll say that I cut on the other side. Three, ve'od shelo yishmar sha'a she'ein sham adam, so they don't wait till somebody is there that they want to be there. V'yanicheda v'yatena la'adi akarav lo. The Rambam quotes all four opinions. Beis Yud Beis, the Rambam quotes all four opinions in the Tosefta. Avar, the Rambam adds, that's why four reasons why I'm supposed to leave Peah at the edge of my field. Avar v'iniyach ha-Peah b'tchilas asada. O be'emsa, what if I left Peah? No. At the opposite side, I started harvesting one side, and I left it on the other side. Hareza Peah, it's still Peah. Even if I left it in the middle. It's still paya bidi eved. L'chatchila, as we just saw, four reasons, and that's harizu paya. V'tzarech sheyaniach b'sof asadeh kishir ha-paya ha-re'uya. L'mashinisha b'sadach ha-jivish b'nas ha-rishona. We'll have to see that later on the daf. But that's what the Radvaz here says the, quotes, Rav Shimon Omer, Vashi Yitim B'sof Hashir, Vadaktani Nosnin Peya. The Radvaz assumes that Rabbi Shimon, the question in the Mishnah, is Rabbi Shimon arguing on the Tanakhama or saying a different Shita? Or being Mosef? The Tanakhama says, give Peah even from Emsa'a. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as you left at the Sof Kishir. The Radvaz and many other Mepharshim assume that Rabbi Shimon is not arguing on the Tanakhama. He's being Mosef. And therefore, don't take the language of the Tanakhama so seriously, Nosnin, in a Lashon of Lachadchila. Nobody would say Lachadchila that you could leave Peah in the middle of your field. Right? Nobody would say Lachadchila. Question is, once you did it in the middle, do you have to leave on the edge too? That's the difference. That's what Rabbi Shimon's saying. That's where there might be a difference in argument between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. But the Radvaz here says that he's adding. But the Tani Nosan Peya, Lav Lachadchila Kamar, Ella in Nosan Peya, Mitchilas Asada, Yeshla Din Peya, Upetura Min Hamaisras, Bekiva Yeshla Din Peya, Eno Nosan El Kashir, Hamishuar Basada. For Rabbeinu Pirish, Bepirish of Mishnah, De Tanakhama Savar, Genosan Peya, Lachadchila Mitchilas Asada, Omeyam Sav, and Niftar, Rabbi Shimon Palig, Upazak Alacha Rabbi Shimon. He says, if you look in the Rambam in the Pirish of Shayas, he formulates it as a machlokas, and he passes like Rabbi Shimon. But if it's really a machlokas, why does he pass like Rabbi Shimon over the Chachamim? Right, Halacha Karabim. Ela hanachonu to lo pligi for Shimon lefrushe milsad tanakama asi. Says Radvaz, I think the first two opinions are not arguing. The second opinion is adding onto the Tanakama, and that's how you can paskin like Reb Shimon, right? If you, again, the Radvaz says, if it's really a machlokas, why would the paskin, Rama paskin like the Chachamim, paskin against the Chachamim, and paskin like Reb Shimon instead? Good. So those are the first two opinions. Then we get to the third opinion. The third opinion, or the second opinion, is arguing. Reb Yehuda Omer. Says Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi. Im shir klach echad, somech lo mishum peya. If you leave one stalk at the edge, then you could rely, somechlo, you could add it on to the peya. V'im lav, eino nozen el mishum hefker. And if not, it's hefker. What does he mean? So if you look in the Pidei Moshe, Rabbi Yehuda Palig atanakama v'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on both opinions. Dilid divrehem, according to either opinion, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that you're supposed to leave on the edge, when you left in the middle, it's peya. The Chachamim say, no, you should still take from the edge also. But what you did first is peya. What's the nafkamina? Again, we said, nafkamina is that it's pata from Isris, right? Peya is pata from Isris. So the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon say, well, you left this peya, but you're just supposed to add on more at the edge. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you left some in the middle, it's not yet peya until you leave from the edge. And if you never leave from the edge, that's a davar li'ikuv. If you never left from the edge, then what you left in the middle is not peya. You were just mafkir it. And there's a difference between being mafkir something and being leaving something mishum peya. Right? V'im la v'in rosein ela mishum hefker. Right? That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Look at the continuing in the Pnei Moshe. V'im la v'shaloshir afilo kelach echad b'sof asad l'peya. If you don't leave anything on the edge for peya, ein toras peya al mashe nasan b'tchilo b'emsa. And what you left already is not peya either. And if it's hefker, anybody can take it. Right? Peya, only the aniyim can take it. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that leaving peya on the peya of your field is a davar li'ikuva. It's definitional. And therefore, if you leave peya on the edge, so then what you did earlier is now considered peya as well. Interesting, this gets into, sounds like brera. Sounds like brera type of issues. Something that you do later is going to have an effect earlier, right? Brera that usually brera is something that is not clear in the future. Once it gets cleared up, so then I can know. Somebody splits up a Yerusha at a later date, so we might be able to say that, oh, even originally this was supposed to go to each of the parties in the Yerusha. So here, if he eventually takes peya, so then everything is called peya, even what you left earlier. But if he didn't leave any peya, then what he left before is just hefker. It's not, it's even la ashir. Hefker sounds like, is it machlokas tanoim? Do you need three people to witness your hefker? Hefker bifrei shlosha? Sounds like from here not. Right? There are many sources in Chazal. How do we look at hefker? Interesting, the lumdis in hefker, again, not a topic we'll have to get to later on. Are you able, we're going to be in machlokas later on, whether you're able to be mafkir something just to a certain group of people. Right, that's the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Peah. If you look on that Mem Tes a little bit later on, Beishamei Omrim Hefker La'aniim Hefker, or Beisel Omrim Eino Hefker Achi Yafker Afla Ashirim Kishmita. Right, Hefker is learned out from Shmita. So that has to be for everyone. So can you be mafkir to just a certain population? How do we look at Hefker? How do we look at Hefker? Fascinating lumdus. Do we look at Hefker as I'm being? Well, the question of the acronym is Hakna or Siluk, as it's called. Are you doing a transaction by Hefker? I am being machna it to the world. I'm being machna it to the Rabbim. Right? Or am I just removing my bialis? I'm removing my hand on this, and now Mamela, it's ownerless. But I'm not actively doing something. Many nafkaminas. What about, is it called das acheres machna? Is it called halachically that I am being machna it to the Hefker? Right, the line of Kamina, maybe a katan. If a katan picks something up from Hefker, the simple interpretation is that it's only his midirabana, right? The Gemara Maseches Bal Metzia. Right, but we hold that many Rishonim say, Das Achar is Makne. If I'm Makne something to a child, then he can own it midaraisa. So, even if you say Hefker is Das Achar is Makne, is it Das Achar is Makne to the Rabbim or to the future person who picks it up? Right, so there's a lot of discussion exactly what Hefker is. Maybe at the end, if there's more time, we will come back to it. But that's the Lashon used by Rabbi Yehuda. Again, if you leave pay at the end, then great. Then everything is peya, and everything only goes to the aniyim, and everything is pater from maestros. But if you don't leave pay at the end, so then it is not or you left earlier is not called peah. Notice the peah mitchlas asadu mem sa Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What is the source? How do you know that there's peah even in the middle? It says in the Torah. It says you have to leave peah at the peah, right? Paas, right? Don't cut your edge. So the Gemara says no. It says uve kutzrechem. The pasuk says uve kutzrechem is kasir artzachem when you cut your field. Lo sachala paas sadcha liktsar. Do not harvest the edge of a field liktsar. So we have another double lashon of uve kutzrechem and liktsar. Umatam alomer liktsar. What is liktsar? Liktsar is a lashon of to harvest. Sounds like it's talking about the future. Ela afilu yesh lo kam liktsar. Even if you have plenty more to be kotzer in the future, still what you left is peah. That means even if you're in the middle of the field and you're heading out and you have a lot more to harvest, still it is called peah. That's one way to learn the pasuk. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yonah in the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, right? Machlok is both in the name of Rish Lakish. Uvakutzrachem atam alamar liktsar. Ella achas b'tchil v'achas b'sof. Sounds like we're not darshaning it from the lashon asid of liktsar, but just the extra lashon, right? A double lashon of uvakutzrachem, and we darshan it that one is talking about the edge and one is talking about in the middle. Pashtus, there's no nafkamina, it's just a question of darshaning the Mara Fulda, the Pnei Moshe here tries to come up with a nafkamina, but we're not going to focus on that. Rev Shlomo Zalman in the Madani Aretz has a suffix, right? It says, Mistafakna, Kishakatsar Balabayas Bershusaniyim, Kigon Sha'amrulo Shem Rotim Shikser Vehim Yiskum and Atalish. What happens if the aniyim say, you know, could you just cut the whole thing for us? We'll learn. The lechatchila is a mitzvah to leave him in a kama while it's still standing. But what if the aniyim tell him, you know, I'll cut the whole thing down. We want it from the talish, from the detached. And after he cut the whole thing, he changed his mind and he took it. Did he violate the isser de araisa? He didn't give peah. But when he cut it, it was with rishus aniyim. So did he violate the iser of lo sechale paas sadcha? Ulachar shakatzer chazav alabayis v'nalu kulo la'atzmo. Im over b'lo sechale. Is lo sechale maisa, let's say, or result? You might formulate it like that. Mi amrinan she iser kilu yudavka b'mechubar. The iser of harvesting my whole field is harvesting my whole field. Here, I was allowed to harvest my whole field because I was doing it b'rishus haniyim. They wanted me to do this and give it to me afterwards. Ukepashta dekra, dechsiv lo sechala liksar. Oh, lo, why do I say no? If you harvested your whole field, fine, you had a heter, but the point is don't harvest your whole field, or even if you have the heter, in order to give it to the aniyim. Ulechora hayanira lo chiach sha'alav dekilu noa gam batolosh. Right, it's even the Isra is betalish. Dim lo kain minali li rishami le midrash mitevas liktsar ha'amur belav de lo sechalish yocholim peah gam ba'emsa. Because if you don't say it can be even betalish, so how does our Gemara know that you could darshin this word liktsar to tell me I give it even in the middle in the future where there's more to do? Halo itzrich kra de liktsar. Maybe I need the word liktsar lashmina to teach me. Sheino over el b'shasha peahim mechuberes lekarka. The Isra is only b'shas kitzira. The Isra of Lo Sechal is only B'shas Kitzira. Maybe I would have darshan the emphasis of that. Liktsar, only B'shas Kitzira. And if, you know, so, because we don't darshan that way, so maybe that's to teach me that the Isra is violated, even not B'shas Kitzira. Right? And that's why the Gemara doesn't have that limud. V'ulay Yesh Lomar, and then he says, maybe there's a different way the Gemara could have learned it. Sadcha, your field. Maybe that's mashba that is still attached as your field. So, but he has that suffix. Interesting. Does it go by Shas Kitzira or even afterwards? Okay, let's continue. Every Mefarish on the Yerushalmi has a different shot of the next three lines of the Yerushalmi. So we're going to go through one of the pshatim. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Uva kutzrachem. Once we're darshaning this pasuk, so let's darshan it in another way. Uva kutzrachem matam alom my liktsar. So we're going to do the pshat of the Rosh Zilio and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Uva kutzrachem matam alom my liktsar. What's the extra lashon of liktsar? Ella achas legavoa vaachas lehedyot. One for gavoa, which usually means hekdish, and one for hedyot. What does that mean? Let's say we know the Karbana Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach from the new barley. What if I'm cutting my Omer? I'm cutting my barley, but I know that the Gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash already told me they're going to want to buy this from me, right? For the Omer of the Beis HaMikdash. So does that yet have, so to speak, a designation of Hekdesh, and we know that Hekdesh is pater from Matnas Aniyim. Hekdesh, you don't have to leave Peah. Hekdesh, if Hekdesh has a field, you don't have to leave Peah from that, right? That's the Mishnah later on, Daf Lamed Zayin, right? We'll have it in a few weeks. Lamed Zayin Mabez, the Gemara, the Mishnah there talks about that if Bishas Kitzir is owned by Hekdesh, then there is no Chiv of Peah. So, says the Gemara here, what's the extra lashon of Kutzrachem, your Kitzira, Achazol Vachazahedyar? If at the time that you're cutting it is yours, it's yours. It's Chayv and Peah. It's Chayv and Peah, even if afterwards it's going to be belonging to Hekdesh. Afilu, right, says the Rashi Elio, Afilu Kitzira, de Omer, de Havi Kachim, Mizbeach, Mechayv and Nami, Vematnas Aniyim. It's still Chayv in the Matnas Aniyim at the time. Reb Yudim by Klum Moos Hekdesh Mischal and Ela Batalush Sheba Bimechubar. Ask Reb Yudim, what's the Havamina otherwise? Hekdesh is never when it's still attached to the ground. You can't be Poda Hekdesh when it's still attached to the ground. So you're going to say, oh, they're going to buy Gizbar is going to buy this from you to use for the Karbana Omer, but it's for sure doesn't belong to the Hekdesh when it's still attached to the ground. Right, there's a special din. We know from Bab Metzia, I think it is, that the, and also Bechoros, the Rashi Liyachos from Bechoros, Ein Mischal Hekdesh Al HaKarka. Right, Hekdesh, the Kedush of Hekdesh can't be switched from money onto items that are still attached to the ground. Right, it has to be detached from the ground. So what do you need a pasuk for? Of course this is still Shel Hedyot, and you'd be Chayev and Peya and all the Matnes Aniyim. What do you need a limud for? Right, we have a limud to teach me that the barley that's still owned by me, that's going to be bought by the Beis HaMikdash, of course, it can't have the status of Hekdesh while it's still attached to the ground. So Amar Bichanina, no, I'll tell you the Havamina. Shelo Tomar, because you might have said, Yeyasa Ketzir Hekdesh, Ketzir Hedyot. You might have said this harvesting is considered Ketzir Hekdesh. Right? Yeyasa, let it be Ksir Hekdesh, Kiksir Hedyot, meaning often we find in Halacha a future act, a future destiny of what you have to do with an item impacts the present status of that item. We find that often. Look at what the Rashi Leo says in the bottom left. The tuvash umeshani Rabbi Chanina, the tuvash meinan, the lo tema, don't say the kol ha'omid lehiskadesh kamukdash dami. Anything that's going to become Hekdesh is ki'ilu, it's Hekdesh already. Uba odo kitsir hedyot lechashiv kitsir Hekdesh. Right? And while it's, right, you probably have to, he has a, probably have a different girsa instead of the kitsir Hekdesh, kitsir hedyot, kitsir Hekdesh. Right? Maybe that's the, switch the girsa. Right? The kitsir hedyot should be considered kitsir Hekdesh. Vo liftar mi peyo, mi kol manas aniyim. Right? Because Hekdesh is pater from peyah. So, because you're, harvesting it and it's gonna be bought, so then maybe it's, that should apply even beforehand. Right? We find that often. Kala omid ligzos kagazos dummy. Kala omid, lifroa kipara dummy. Kala omid ligvos kagavi dummy. Right? All of the kala omids. We have future destiny impacts present status. Or what about kituse mechta shiure? Right? Sometimes if something is going to be burned, called the Omid Listra of Kesarif Dami. If I have an Esrog of an Irani Dachas, it's considered burned up already, I can't use it. There's no shear of the Esrog. What about Hoel? Hoel, since guests might come in the future, therefore I'm allowed to do something right now and cook for them more. All of these are about future, events. Future events impact present status. Besides what we mentioned before, which works in a unique way, Brera, Asmachta, and Tnai. Those three all overlap, and the Rishonim wonder, you know, what's the connection between the three? That's also a future event that will help clarify something in the past. That's a little different. That's not exactly the same. But these are all examples of something now that is impacting future. The concept of Hazmana designation. I designate this bag it's going to be used for a tillin bag. But I never use it for a tillin bag yet. So the future usage can impact right now. That's one way of understanding hazmana. Hazmana is all of these, ideas. A zika, some say. What's the zika? The connection of the yavam and the yavama. Right? That has to do with the future yibum that will take place that creates a zika even now. Right, often. So that's all of this is related to this question of the Gemara. So why don't you say, because it's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, eventually, in the future, they're going to buy it from you. Maybe that should even be, right now, part of the, part of the Mikdash. But we know that's the Bameker Adin. It can't, when it's still Mechubar, right, that, but it's not going to work, right? That's what the, that was the Havamina. That's why the Gemara, the Pasuk has to teach me, you don't say that. The Rambam Pasuk this way in Hilchas Arachin Vacharamim. Ha Hekdeshos Ein Podin Osolo, Bakarka Velo Bavadim. Shari Hukshula Karkos. Lo Besharash Ein Gufa Mamun. Can't do it with Karka. Can't be Poda with Karka. Okay, there's more about the Karban HaOmer, but let's just continue first, and then maybe we'll come back and make that Hara. Says the Gemara. So that was all within the first opinion of the Tanakhama. How do you know that it's Peya even Me'em Saw? And again, Rabbi Shimon might be adding on to that, that we saw from the Radvaz. Rabbi Shimon Omer Vechulu. So, Rishona Mahu. Right, Rishona Mahu. The question is, right, Rabbi Shimon says, right, the, you gotta take from the edge. So is the middle part Peya? I mean, we already explained it. The Maskana. But now the Gemara's gonna explain it. Is the middle one Peya according to Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says, yeah. Min Mada Tani, if you look in the Brisa, this is also the Tosefta. If you look in the Tosefta formulation of Rav Shimon, Harezu Peya, Vitzorach Litin, Basov Kashir. So you see, it's clearer there. This is Peya, right? That Lashon is not in our Mishnah. This is Peya, and then you also have to leave the Shir. So it's clear. Hada Amra, Kacha Mishim Peya. So it's clearly that the first one was Peya. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, where it wasn't pay until you take off the edge. The first is pay, the first part is pay that you took off in the middle, and then you have to add on more. So Gemara says, so what's Rabbi Shimon's lashon? Rabbi Shimon says, as the middle is pay, but you have to leave on the edge. How much do you have to leave on the edge? Rabbi Yehuda said pay was, midrabanan, 1/60th. 1/60th of the field. But now I have to leave pay on the edge. So I have to leave 1/60th of my field, including the pay that I already left in the middle of my field? Or that's out now, because that's Peah. That's not called my field. So maybe I have to leave 1/60th of what's left after I gave that first Peah in the middle of my field. That's the Gemara's question. Kishir kol sadeyu, do I have to leave 1/60th now of the entire field, including what I left already? Because that used to be my field. I made it into Peah. But I still have to give 1/60th, right, of the whole field. O kishir hamishtayer. Or from the shear of what's left. Right, which one? So the Gemara answers. In a rhetorical, Efshar Lomar Kishim Mishim Peya. Is it possible to say that that middle part is Peya? V'temar Kishir Kol Sadeyu, and you're gonna have to give 1/60th Keneged that, including that too. That's not yours anymore. That belongs to the Aniyim. Why should you have to give 1/60th, including that? Elo Kishir Mishtayer. No, it only goes by whatever Shear is left. It's 1/60th of what's left after you left that from Peya. And that is what the Rambam Paskin, I read that quickly before, but that same Rambam that we started off with in Hilchas Matnes Aniyim, Beis Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Vesorach Shiraniach Besov Hasadeh, Kishir HaPeya HaRu'uya, Lamashe Nishar Besadeh, Achar Shehifer Shasarishona. Right? Beferish, the Rambam Paskins, like the Mishtayer. Like the Mishtayer. Good. The next piece starts the next conversation. So maybe just make one comment on Omer. Interesting, the carbon of Omer, as the Mefarshim explained, Omer Aleph is talking about, Achaz Lagumav, Achaz Lahedyot, carbon of Omer is always brought on the second day of Pesach, right? That's Matir the Chadash. That's Matir the Chadash to be used and is made out of barley, right, along with the Shtei HaLechem, that is also then the Matzah, the Chadash in the Mikdash, that's made out of the new wheat, right? The Omer is the new barley, and that's the new wheat. So the Rav Zhulti in the Mishnas Yavetz, in Simen Chafhei, discusses, if you look closely, and there are a number of riyas to this, maybe we'll just mention one or maybe two, we know that the Kohanim split up when they work in the Beis HaMikdash. Every Kohen works about 2 weeks in the Beis HaMikdash every year. But on Yantif, all the Kohanim come. But the Kohanim, whose week it is, they get the Karbanos that are supposed to come that week. The Karbanos of the Chag, all the Kohanim split up in. Because that's Yantif is for all the Kohanim. But the Karbanos of the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Lios Kala Mishmarim Mishmaros Shavin Birgalim. The Mishmaros, the groups of Kohanim, have to be equal on the Regel. And they split up equally. But Karbanos are Regalim. Ubechiluk lechem apanim, ubechiluk shtei lechem shel atzeres. Atzeres is a shvuas carbon. Lechem apanim is a chiddush. Aval nedar menedabos utmidin in makriven osam el mishbar shezmano kavua vafilu beregel. But private carbonos and the carbon tamid, which have really nothing to do with the yantif, so those are split. Those go to the mishbar that's supposed to be there. Supposed to be there that week. That's not split up by all the kohanim. The kohanim split up only the yantif carbonos. Not the private carbonos that happen to be brought on Yantif. The Rambam does not mention The Bishlam Melech wonders this. Why doesn't the Rama mention the Karban HaOmer being split up by all the Kohanim? Right, the Karban HaOmer is something special to Pesach, no? So, Vashanir Lomar Vadas HaRambam, and he quotes many rayas to this. The Karban HaOmer, not a Pesach Karban. It happens to be brought on Pesach, but really it's a Tes Zayin Nisan Karban. Right, that's the date. That date happens to be on Pesach. But really it's not a Karban HaChag. Think about it, we don't mention it in Musaf. Right, we don't mention it when we daven on Musaf. Why don't we mention it when we daven? We should mention it. We mentioned all the carbonos of Pesach. Right, we met Umin Chasim and his Kayim. We add on an extra special paragraph every day of Yontif, of Pesach, of Shavuos, of Sukkos. We don't mention the carbon of Omer. Because it's not a Pesach carbon. Shekarbon ha-Omer she'ikaru bo lahatiris or chadash, eino mi karbonos ha-regalim. Rak shezmano hu biyom shisha asar benisan, shu zman lahetar chadash. Avalo mi chovas hayom shel yom sheni shel Pesach. Right, and that's what the Rambam emphasizes, that it's Yom Shishi Asar Benisan. He has to mention that. Again, and there are other nafgaminas that are mentioned, right? We don't say, that's the Chida, Amai lo b'yom sheni shel Pesach, betilas musaf, lo amrinan, it's Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, v'es Karban HaOmer, na'aseh v'nakriv, right, k'mitz asar zonecha. We don't mention that, right? Or, another fascinating raya, right? We know the Gemara in Erechin and in Megillah talk about Hallel. When are you supposed to say Hallel? Right, all the different requirements. Halal, it has to be. Why don't you say Halal on Shabbos? It's not a Chag. Why don't you say Halal on all the days of Pesach? You don't have Chalukin Karban Osehen. Why don't you say Halal on second day of Pesach? Right, the Gemara says, you don't say Halal after the first day of Pesach because it doesn't have a special Karban. Second day of Pesach has a special Karban. Chalukin Karban Osehen. Right, why don't you say because that's not a din in Pesach. That happens to be a day that it's brought on the 16th of Nisan. There are other rayas also, but that's some of what he says. But we had a little discussion here of the Omer relating to the Kitziras Hekdish and Kitziras Hedya. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll pick up next time with Mechuber and Talish. And tomorrow we get to the Mishnah of what's Chayv and Peah? Which Tvua? Which fruit? What's Chayv and Peah? The five requirements, as we'll see, the Mishnah says. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life.